The World Council of Churches 10th Assembly opened in the South Korean city of Busan on Wednesday, with delegates from 345 Christian communities gathering to focus on the theme, God of Life, Lead Us to Justice and Peace. Philippa Hitchin is also there, following the work of the large Catholic delegation led by Cardinal Kurt Koch and Bishop Brian Farrell of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity. As she found out the first morning, it's not just about debating and approving a series of documents, but also about the more spiritual experience of sharing in worship together.
I've been to many ecumenical prayer services before, but nothing quite like the worship I experienced before the official opening of this WCC assembly. Simple in structure and setting, the liturgy took place inside a huge hall with thousands of people praying and singing together, accompanied by traditional Korean instruments and a large choir in colourful national costumes. After the opening psalm and procession, speakers from the different continents spoke movingly of the cries and hopes of people in their different parts of the world, from exploitation of resources in Africa, persecution of minorities in Asia, corruption in the Caribbean, continued racism and inequality in Europe, abuse of indigenous people in Latin America, injustice and impunity in the Middle East, greed and violence in North America, and the destruction of the environment across the fragile Pacific region. During the homily, the head of the Armenian Church, Patriarch Karakin II, talked of the Christian values that we must foster to combat the evils of our world, including the divisions of this Korean peninsula, or the violence raging across Syria and the wider Middle East. Certainly the plight of people in North Korea remains in the forefront of this assembly, as delegates now get down to the real business of deciding what direction the WCC should take over the next 7 years. Amidst serious economic challenges and a religious landscape that is shifting so rapidly from the north to the south, from west to east, how do Christian leaders continue to provide a prophetic witness of justice, peace and reconciliation between divided peoples and nations? Even harder still, how do we make progress towards healing our Christian divisions at a time when our own churches often seem more at loggerheads than ever before? Small groups of protesters outside the conference centre are a constant reminder that not everyone supports the work of the WCC. Perhaps that's why the words and music moved me so much this morning. In a message sent to the assembly, Pope Francis prays that the meeting will help participants find a new impulse of vitality and vision amongst all those committed to what he calls the sacred cause of Christian unity. How I wish he'd been here in person to hear 4,000 voices raised in unison to affirm their common faith in Christ and a renewed commitment to exactly that task. In Busan with the Catholic delegation to the World Council of Churches Assembly, I'm Philippa Hitchin.